President Barack Obama has chosen Merrick Garland to fill the seat that opened after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. The survey shows 54% of respondents say the Senate should hold hearings and vote. 40% feel the Senate should wait. UWGB political scientist David Helpap says it's a unique situation.
Perhaps this just reflects the idea that this is what's called for in the Constitution, that the president should nominate someone and the Senate should hold a vote. I mean, they don't say that in the question that the Senate should approve this individual, but just give this individual a chance.
With only eight justices, the Supreme Court deadlocked last month over a public union dues case. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.